You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey. Please drink responsibly.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
Mike, I'm going to start off here by reading you a Brown stat from my boy Hembo on Twitter, because I find their situation to be fascinating. And so I just want to get your thoughts on this. I don't know what to do with Baker Mayfield, by the way. I'm not certain what the Browns should do. I don't think he should be slotted in as the next guy who gets a big quarterback contract, because I don't think he's worth it. I don't think he's that good. And you may object, and you might give him another week and, you know, do what you want. It's your quarterback. But I'm just going to read you this, and I want to get your thoughts on it, okay? Baker Mayfield has started 14 games in which the Browns were outrushed by 50-plus yards. They are 0-14 in those games, average loss by 17 points.
Yeah, it's not often that the Browns get outrushed. That's usually a recipe for them losing.
But he started 14 games in which they were outrushed by 50-plus yards, and he's never been able to win a game.
Yep. The Cleveland Browns have their identity.
I mean,
they're not going to win the game unless they run the ball effectively.
But that's, I remember coming in here one day and telling you you had a quarterback, and the reason I said you had a quarterback is because when I say you have a quarterback, that means you have a guy that if everything else breaks down, that guy can go win you a football game by himself. And I thought Baker Mayfield was headed towards that, towards the Aaron Rodgers, towards that class.
Yeah,
I thought
season.
He was that good.
His rookie season didn't matter what they would do. Like he was still throwing the ball deep all over. I'm not exactly sure why that's dropped off. I also don't know how to properly evaluate him when he is a walking MASH unit right now.
I just don't know what their options are.
The options are, I have seen the light when it comes to Baker Mayfield. He's not good enough to overcome a system failure. He needs a lot of things to go well for him, and he can be the guy. Now, the Cleveland Browns are built to have a lot of things go well for them. They have their identity. That's a tough running team that's going to control the ball and have the running game open up the passing game. They were supposed to have a good defense. At times this year, you feel like they have a good defense.
Yesterday was not one of those times.
No,
right.
Horrifically inconsistent on the defensive side. While Baker Mayfield was really bad yesterday, probably second is I would go third. I'd go defense, tackles, Baker Mayfield, who ended up being knocked out of that game.
Are we not giving Belichick enough credit as a GM? Have we forgotten how good Belichick is at this because Brady went to Tampa last year and he won a Super Bowl? Because Belichick, with, you know, given the money and the draft pick, and he had both this year, and the draft pick infuriates me because he just sat there and he sat there. And he sat there, and he never moved up, and he sat there, and he waited for Mac Jones, and Mac Jones fell in his lap, and he might be the best quarterback of the rookie class, right? And so that infuriates me.
You can call that right now.
I think you can call it, right?
Yeah.
But Belichick, with all this money to spend in the offseason, because it's a pretty big story that the Patriots are sitting here 6-4, just a half game behind the Buffalo Bills. No one expected this. Nobody expected this. In fact, we were mocking him at the beginning of the season. But he had all the money to spend in the offseason. And I'm not saying he spent it exactly right, but he spent it pretty well.
How, Stu? Because if you look at his signing, like we talk about the shortcomings.
Hunter Henry's been good, right?
He's been okay.
How's Janu Smith been?
Not great.
He wasn't available yesterday.
Nelson Aguilar.
He was not available yesterday, but Janu Smith has had some big games for the Patriots.
Had big games. Whoa. Look at
what's
that game
a big game?
Man. He hasn't even really been available. I think, look, if you want to give him credit for Mac Jones and having Mac Jones slide to 10 when he was rumored to go to San Francisco where they are,
right.
You can. And they've done a tremendous job coaching Mac Jones. That game on Sunday, it jumped off the screen how well coached the New England Patriots were and how the Cleveland Browns were hugely outcoached. Mac Jones is making strides. He's got a really good coaching staff.
And offensively, how is that Bill Belichick more than Josh McDaniels, who's
precisely.
Like really putting him under his wing?
Okay.
And like, okay, if you want to be Brady in this offense, this is what you have to do. And he looked kind of Brady-esque in that offense.
Wait, so Tony, I'm not reading this correctly. The money they spent in the offseason was not money well spent?
Nelson Aguilar they gave a big deal to.
And he's been bad, right?
He's not good.
Okay.
Jonnu Smith is okay. He hasn't been great. Hunter Henry's obviously coming back from an injury the last couple of years.
So is this
They did one spectacular thing, though, in
what's
the
that?
Offseason. They signed Matthew Judon, who's been
a terror.
Ridiculous for them.
So is this more a product of the right quarterback landed in their lap and their defense came back and now they're healthy because a lot of guys missed last season?
And on top of that, they don't have Stephon Gilmore, who obviously they let go, and now he's with the Panthers. But this defense has been anchored by Judon, by guys like that. And their secondary's actually been really good. J.C. Jackson and... I mean, they have a lot of good pieces. Offensively, it's what's weird is that they've got a mismatch of running backs that you never know who you're going to see. Their offensive weapons. It's the same story when
they've
Brady was
there. They've
always
had that, Damian though, with
Harris,
the running backs.
Damian Harris has been fairly consistent. I know what you're saying. In fairly recent years, Damian Harris kind of sticks out as, oh, this is actually their consistent number one. He was out with a concussion.
He was, and Ramondre Stevenson, who they got from kind of nowhere, was a preseason darling, and all of a sudden puts up 102 touchdowns. Like, they have a lot of good players. It's the scheme that makes everything work, and that's the argument of Brady versus Belichick is McDaniels' scheme is really good for what they do.
And maybe McDaniels is the guy who takes over that job if Belichick ever decides to leave it. We'll see, because I don't think McDaniels is leaving.
I mean,
he had a chance to go to the Colts. I mean,
yeah, and he bailed.
Right.
Which ended up being the right move for him because, I don't know, maybe he was privy to some knowledge with regards to Andrew Luck that we all found out a little bit later on. But he kind of fell out of the cycle last year because they fell off. And Cam Newton limited what they could do on offense, and they're trusting Mac Jones more and more as the season progresses. That's one of the five worst Browns losses ever since they returned to the NFL.
It was bad.
You know how much bad football there's been in Cleveland over the last 20 years?
I'm aware.
For that to be like a bottom five performance, they shellacked them. It was a total ass kicking. I would say from the jump, but Cleveland actually went up 7-0 in that game.
I know. I just can't believe quickly we've arrived at a point where Brady's no longer there. He won his Super Bowl, right? And here's Belichick and the Patriots, winners of four straight, plus 98, which is second in the conference. Like, how'd we get here so quickly with Belichick
and
a rookie quarterback?
And the Dolphins still have no idea what they have. Still, after 25 years.
But you just cited a point differential.
Yes.
Half of their positive point differential was just built on Sunday's game.
No, you're right.
Look, I cherry pick rhetorical stats all the time. But that was pretty epic.
But Mike, like, when you have an organization like mine, the Jets, who for 40 bleeping years of my life have not been good. They can't find a quarterback. And then you get this guy Belichick, who agreed to be the Jets head coach for a day, told us to bleep off, went up to the Patriots, 20 years of greatness, 6 Super Bowls, loses the guy who made him great, and then 2 years later, they're good again. And that is infuriating. And that's my larger point. That as a Browns fan, as a Jets fan,
as a
Dolphins fan. I mean, Chris, as a Dolphin fan, doesn't that infuriate you?
It makes me sad.
I know.
So I'm a Chargers fan.
Get out of my life.
Yeah.
Man, who should I jinx next?
Brandon Staley.
I got Mike White saying he should have been the first pick of the NFL draft.
Brandon Staley.
They throw 4 picks.
Sounds like a kook now. What is this Brandon Staley guy doing?
We had Herbert better than Mahomes, and then I happened. You're welcome, Chargers fan.
You guys ever think that interception shouldn't count against a quarterback's completion percentage?
Because it's technically not an incompletion.
I've never given that thought.
I think about it all the time. I'm like, you know what? It was completed. Just
but he's trying to throw it to his team.
Yeah.
And well, it was complete. He threw it and it was caught. Yeah.
I want to go down with you down this path.
So if a guy's 3 of 4, right, with one INT, you want him to have a 75% completion percentage?
No, he'd be 4 for 4.
Oh, he'd be 100%.
Okay, but if it gets returned back, that goes against his passing yards.
I feel like that's a touchdown pass.
What?
Really? Okay.
He passed the ball and a touchdown happened. It's a touchdown pass.
Should a pick six be a touchdown pass for a quarterback? Put it on the pole. Really?
It is a touchdown pass. Just
well,
it, not
technically, to the wrong team, though.
Yeah.
Right. But a touchdown pass, nonetheless.
Is this because you're struggling in daily fantasy? How many interceptions did your quarterback throw?
I actually had Jalen Hurts yesterday.
Oh, so he was pretty
nice
good.
Selection.
Listen to Tony too much. Did Tony text you that gem?
He was good.
No, I'm just saying that's your guy, Jalen Hurts.
How did Wentz do in fantasy? Because I had Wentz, and then I switched it up. Jalen Hurts. That's when I made my big move at defense. I got some extra dollars there. I said, you know what, let me splurge a little.
You're really bad at this, Billy.
I am. It's not me that's bad. Again, I'm telling you, it's not me. It's just, I just can't hit on the right people.
Yeah. Right. And suppliers.
Yeah.
No,
but
yeah.
Billy, you just discovered yesterday that where you find the value is defense and tight ends. Like,
what do you mean?
That's where you get your average salary down, right?
I feel like to dominate daily fantasy, you got to get the combinations, right? You have to have the quarterback who has the receiver.
First off, none of us are dominating anything.
Hold on,
there
Stuart.
Are hawks
I've had multiple,
out there, okay?
I've had like, multiple top 10 finishes in our Levitard and Friends League.
Okay.
First off, it's right. called the stack, and you want to stack players from teams that are going
to
throw
it's
touchdowns
hard to
and catch touchdowns
that.
To each other.
It's like, how the hell am I supposed to know
Here's
who's going to catch the touchdowns?
I'm going to tell you the trick to daily fantasy.
Here we go. What did you finish this week?
This week, 300. Okay. Not my best week. I bet a lot on Russell Wilson.
Listen,
and DK
I finished 792, so I'm here to listen.
Tell us the tricks,
Hold on,
please.
Let me write the solid stack you had there with Metcalf and Wilson.
I mean, you figured it was going to be good. Rusty pins.
And he still finished in 300th place, even with that failure. So that's incredible.
Wait, Tony, can I ask you a fundamental question?
Sure.
You don't spend a ton on the quarterback position, right?
I usually don't spend
that's
a ton
a place
on
of value,
running back
right?
or quarterback. I try to find value in running back and quarterback, but... The key, guys, and it's very simple, okay? What you want to do to win daily fantasy is every position you pick,
Billy's
that person has to go off. They have to have the best game of their life
this
that day.
This is stupid. This, obviously.
But that's the truth. That's how you win.
But good note.
So
know?
Your prediction is pick people that score a lot of points? That's
correct.
That's useless.
No,
it's a good note by Tony.
I know that.
No, Billy.
Saying interception should be touchdown passes.
Exactly.
Billy
just crossed out what he wrote down.
I wrote down Tony's tips, and what am I going to write down? So pick people that score points. Duh.
No, pick Billy, the perfect lineup.
Not people who score points. People who have the best performances of their lives.
Exactly.
All of them at the same time.
Exactly. That's how you win $1 million.
This is not helpful.
DraftKings, DFS. It's true. It's how you do it.
Yeah. No, I mean, shit.
I'm not lying. I'm
people.
Telling you the truth.
Yeah,
who did you pick this week?
Who did you pick?
I'm going to go down my DK.
No one wants to hear about
300th
place. Why'd you ask me?
Because I still somehow think that you might know what you're talking about.
I do. Well, I have multiple top 10 finishes, so I do know what I'm talking about. It's just a matter
I don't think
of,
that.
Know.
Look, let me clear something
How
up.
How many is multiple?
Let me clear something
two.
Up.
Two.
Good question.
But
Mike.
Two top 10s is.
That's impressive.
It's impressive.
I don't
it's like your average position for the. Maybe you just got hot 2 weeks.
Cleared up, Billy.
Listen, I don't think that throwing a pick six should get you fantasy points. I'm saying in terms of the record books. It should show up as a touchdown pass.
So more ridiculous.
Yeah. Why?
Pick people that score
why?
A lot of points.
I don't want to waste the audience's time by getting into why your zany bitch
it's
should
not
actually count.
It's not zany. It's factually correct.
Do you want to hear my lineup?
Yeah.
Okay. Russell Wilson, D'Ernest Johnson, Mark Ingram, Davante Adams, Mike Evans, Metcalf, Dawson Knox, Javonte Williams, Cowboys defense.
You know what I should be able to do? I should be able to pick the same person twice if I like their price.
Why?
You know what? Yes.
Thank you.
But why?
Are you just doing a thing where everything you say gets more ridiculous?
How is that ridiculous? It's just a budget. Why is it any more ridiculous than anything else?
But you're taking a pick six, which is the worst play you can make as a quarterback, and you want them to be rewarded for it.
Incorrect. I'm saying there should be a column for it. I feel like we've reached a line and Billy doesn't even believe what he's saying right now.
There is a column for it. It's called interception.
No, but this should stand out. Because interceptions are not counted as completions.
It does stand out. Mm.
So I'm watching the TVs in here and yeah. seeing a whole lot of Baker Mayfield lower thirds.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot of Justin Herbert lower thirds. This mm-hmm. dude lives a charmed life.
Little step back.
No one talks about him.
Right.
Like, just generally.
He's out there in L.A. I mean,
we'll see what happens.
Attention.
He's playing the Sunday night game this week, so typically the daytime programming takes heavily into account the sole primetime game, so we'll see next week.
There's a big difference. I mean, Baker's been going at it, what, is four seasons now?
Well, no, I'm not saying just, like, comparison shopping on who's good or not. I'm just talking about who gets talked about.
If we're box score watching, clearly. What did Herbert do yesterday? If we're box score watching.
Was he bad?
That's a good question.
He threw a pick. Yeah, he hasn't been Justin Herbert, and I'm pretty sure Justin Herbert's the guy that he's shown this last month.
Which is just like
he's
not. You're
saying he's closer to what he is now than what he was before.
I'm saying that maybe the answer lies in the middle, but I wasn't crowning him as the next Patrick Mahomes.
He was 20 of 34, 195 yards, a touchdown, and an interception. He hasn't been great this year.
Not good.
He really hasn't. I mean, to Mike's point, he does live a pretty charmed life where regardless of what he does, we still say, hey, that's the guy I want for the next 10 seasons.
Yeah. It's
right?
It's the hair. The size and the hair.
I'm not even certain who I want for the next 10 seasons anymore. It changes week to week.
Brady.
Dak.
Yeah,
I don't know.
If I'm sorting by moxie, I'm going Heinicke.
Green Lizard, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I know. Well, when the day started yesterday, I would not have said Mahomes. And now that the day's over, I might say Mahomes.
Five touchdowns later, you're like,
it worked out for him, but I was still seeing like some of these passes and some of the decisions. I'm like, okay, well, that's what we know what he looks like when it's going good, when he's cooking with gas and the brakes fall his way. I don't know exactly how good of a defense he ran into. The Raiders are a very weird team.
Remember, they lost Damon Arnett, too, who they had to cut because of the gun incident.
Yeah.
They lost Faison for the first, like, three quarters of the game.
I think we're finally at the point where there have been too many obstacles for that football team to overcome in the season.
Yeah.
Like, perhaps now we're willing to take into account that off-field distractions are a real thing when it comes to the Las Vegas Raiders. When the off-field starts taking very key integral parts of your on-field product, then maybe it's not the same Raiders team. So again, we have to ask if they're for real. Probably next year now.
Yeah.
They had a real shot.
I'm looking at these game logs. I'm not sure that Herbert's that much better than Tua.
Yes. Really?
Okay, hold on.
Yeah.
Give us Herbert's stats and give us Tua's stats. And by the way, Mike, we're still not certain on Kirk Cousins. And we talk about the Raiders.
We know
situationally great quarterback.
We know Kirk Cousins.
He has 16 touchdowns and two interceptions.
Perfect middle reliever.
Yes.
Perfect middle reliever. I think I want Kirk Cousins at the end.
I want a finisher.
Closer.
I want a closer.
Over Cam?
Starter and closer.
Oh, no. You're saying like a closer in terms of like a closing a drive out.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
A game closer. I want Kirk Cousins.
Mm.
You want the red zone quarterback to be Cam.
Last week.
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Don Lebatard.
A recreation of the iconic scene in A Few Good Men, as told by Chris Cody.
Stugatz.
Colonel Jessup.
Did you order the code red?
You don't have to answer that question.
I'll answer the question. You want answers?
I think I'm entitled to them.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugats.
Billy, you want red zone what? Quarterback to be Cam.
No, 10 yard line. Okay, not so even. Not
half
even.
Half the red zone.
Yeah.
10 yard line in. You want Cam? Mm-hmm. I'd take Brady.
This is going to be controversial, but I'm going to go with the greatest quarterback of all time.
Mm-hmm. What Cam did yesterday wasn't even that impressive. But it looked like it hurt when he fell
down.
Hold
on a second.
Like, were we that impressed with what Cam did?
He got to the corner, though.
Time out. I mean, you guys don't understand
the long
this game,
corner,
though.
It was like 25 yards.
If you use Brady there, you can't use him anywhere else.
I'm okay with that.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll find me another quarterback.
No, Brady will finish off drives. He will finish off drives, my friend.
But he can lead the whole drive and just get you to the 10.
Yeah, but so could Kirk Cousins.
He's also the greatest quarterback sneaker of all time.
Exactly. Tony, you were shocked by that.
He's 16-2. That can't be right.
Kirk Cousins has 2 interceptions this year. Yeah, he's actually 18-2.
He's been really good this year.
Jesus Christ.
And what's so confusing is that he's been really good this year, and the Vikings have not been.
No.
Yeah, but Kirk Cousins, I watch the Vikings. I'm like, he is not the problem. Whereas previous seasons, everybody was identifying, well, he's the weak link. He's a weak link. He's gotten better.
He really has. Like, 18-2 is a legit. If you do a blind taste test per se, and you put
I've wanted to play quarterback A, quarterback B.
Yes.
Yeah. There are some shocking quarterback A's and quarterback
exactly.
B's.
Exactly. Yeah. Who's
Pepsi
the guy
challenge?
Who's the guy that we put across the way? From
which quarterback
Kirk Cousins
tastes the best?
That's a good question.
Are we doing this by looks or stats?
By stats.
Taste
and then
the
looks.
Best.
Looks, because I mean I've always referred to Tom Brady as a dish.
So, yeah.
Yeah, but Herbert.
You wouldn't want to take a bite out of Tom if we're doing that game. Quarterback that
too
you would
lean.
Take a chunk from.
No, too lean.
Too lean?
Yeah.
All right, so we go Big Ben. not right now. Big Ben, stay away from me for at least the next 6 days.
Too plumpy, I feel like, too.
Yeah, but I like Chet Ornis.
Yeah.
I'm not doing the show where we talk about eating quarterbacks.
We're tasting them.
But you.
We're not eating them. We're just.
There's a line, Mike. We're not
tasting
eating.
Them.
Yeah, this is a tasting game. You're turning into an eating.
So they're voluntarily giving me a part of their body. Hello. Whoa.
What happened there?
Oh.
You sound like me.
Hello.
I'm with Lewis on this one.
No, that was my microphone was going in and out. I got to go get Bob Bob.
I'm thinking Jimmy Garoppolo for me.
Okay. He has to taste great.
Take a bite out of Jimmy. I mean, he has to taste great.
Derek Carr probably tastes decent, but we don't think he does because he plays for the Raiders. Like, if he was in a different jersey,
some weeks
we would
he tastes fantastic.
Yeah.
Some weeks he doesn't taste nearly as good.
This week, not good.
A little bitter.
Yeah. Didn't do it this week.
I'm amazed that Tony is amazed by Kirk Cousins' season.
If you would have given me, if you would have put all the quarterbacks together in one, you know, line, and they were all blind, I was blind, and all their stats were there, and I said, "Who's 18-2?" I would not have guessed Kirk Cousins.
The NFL is funny, man, and this is perhaps the funniest season I've ever seen. By the way, I want to go back to the tie yesterday, because anyone who maintains the 1 o'clock tie, that first off, the 1 p.m. games were so bad, they were so bad. I said last night in the post game, it's the first time I've experienced gambling not helping a slate of football games. I was still bored even while having money on those games. That tie was a great game for all the wrong reasons. There were so many mistakes towards the end of the game and into overtime and with the rain, where it's Mason Rudolph going back and forth with Jared Goff, that it made the game, it made it entertaining at a comedic level. That's what I'm trying to say.
It was a laugh riot.
It was, wasn't it?
Every play made me laugh.
You had no idea what was going to happen play to play.
I know. I had a pretty good idea of what was going to happen.
Chaos.
And, yeah. Yes. And it usually happened. It delivered on expectations. Dan and I were, like, I was on your side last night when you made the observation that it was a fun watch. I loved that game just from like a comedic perspective.
But I feel bad because if you didn't watch the game, you would have no idea. And Lord knows I've spent plenty of time on these airwaves, okay, talking about games I've never watched.
What?
Who
said that?
You?
Yes.
Never.
It's impossible.
But that's a game I actually watched yesterday. That was a wildly entertaining game. In fact, I would say that was probably the most entertaining game of the weekend. It was.
Is Jared Goff getting to a point where he's the worst quarterback number one pick of all time?
Wow. No. It's got
to
be.
He can't. He made it to a Super Bowl.
He's still playing.
McVay made it to a Super Bowl.
No, but.
I don't know how good he is.
He's always. When people are going to do the debate, they're like, well, he won the NFC one time. He won the NFC.
Like, he's bad. He's legitimately bad. How long do you give him in the NFL? Like, if he can't make it happen in LA with that coach and then gets taken to Detroit. Right. And then obviously we see what happens there. Like, there's no reclamation.
He's a backup. Yeah, he'll be a backup for like four more years.
Yeah, he'll settle into that weird Joe Flacco path.
Flacco won a Super Bowl.
It's Jamarcus Russell. Joe Flacco was mop-up duty yesterday for the Jets.
I think Sam Darnold is destined to be the number two on the depth chart for the rest of his career because, I've seen him do it a couple of times. That's a good quarterback room.
Will there be another team that thinks they can get the most out of Jared Goff? Does he get one more flyer as the first overall pick? This is it?
No. Yes.
Really?
There will be some team somewhere at some point in time.
I think I'm with Billy on this, where there's going to be someone somewhere who thinks, hey, you know what? I can get the best out of Jared Goff.
Not an injury purpose. Like, somebody gets hurt, and then they get Jared Goff. No. Like, this is our starter, and he's our guy.
Like, McVay's coaching tree is so expansive at this point that some of his guys are going to want someone that's familiar with the system. He is going to be Justin Herbert's backup.
That's actually not bad.
Yeah, I think that's a career path. Move back to L.A., cash the checks. Hell of a career, Jared
No better
Goff.
Gig in the NFL.
Made it to that Super Bowl that one time. Congrats to you.
It's a great gig right up until Herbert gets hurt, like AFC Championship game, and Goff's got to go in, and he's got to help them get to a Super Bowl, and he doesn't get it done.
I don't know.
It's going to happen.
I can see Goff getting one big win under his belt, and then a team coming and saying, you know what? That's our guy next season. And then he'll lose that job 3 weeks in.
Who was the guy from the Packers that it happened to? Remember he came in, and he threw like six touchdowns against the Lions?
Oh, Flynn.
Matt Flynn.
Oh, yeah. Matt Flynn.
Seattle gave him a huge deal, and like, this is our guy. And I was like,
it only takes one good game. It only takes one game hit into the offseason.
I think that was a nationally televised game, too. Matt Flynn did it. I think he parlayed that into $57 million. I'm not even joking. Yeah.
Sunday Night Football. Aaron Rodgers has this thing where he just kind of avoids the big marquee matchups. We were supposed to get Brady versus Rodgers that game. We still haven't seen the Mahomes matchup.
Suspicious.
Like he's tanking.
You never know.
Was he tanking yesterday?
I don't know what the f***
it's a long, it's a long play. I mean, all of a sudden, Mason Crosby's hitting his field goals. I know he missed the first one, but, all of a sudden, he's putting them right through the uprights. It was
weird to see both the quarterbacks. I know Dan mentioned this, but to see Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers make so many mistakes
in the red zone,
make the play that you can't make in that spot and turn the ball over.
And obvious spots, too. Like, they were obvious interceptions. It wasn't like, oh, somebody made a great play. It's like he threw it right to the guy.
Why were you guys so surprised? You have one guy coming off COVID, hasn't played football in 13 days. You have the other guy rehabbing his hand for 19 hours a day.
Why are we surprised? Because they go 15 years without ever making that mistake. They don't throw interceptions in the end zone.
They hadn't played in 2 weeks, though. And again, Russell Wilson rehabbing his hand for 19 hours. He had to be exhausted.
It's a light day for him. What are you talking about? He only had to do 2 hours of work as opposed to 19.
Why are we surprised? Because those guys don't make, if Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, or Russell Wilson throws an interception in the end zone, you're always surprised by it because Aaron Rodgers told us that he has revolutionized the position in a way that he does not turn the ball over. You saw the stat went right before he threw the interception. They showed all of his red zone appearances, and he's thrown like one red zone interception in any of the time any of us can remember.
Yeah, it was a weird game. Jordan Love might have won that game. I mean, maybe he couldn't have done that much worse than what Rodgers did.
0 points from Russell Wilson is weird. But also weird, throwing a football with pins in your hand.
Yeah, that's odd.
But if Jordan Love is starting, Mason Crosby's missing all those kicks.
Yeah.
I mean,
I see what you're saying. He missed them anyways. Didn't he missed it?
He missed one, then he hit the next one.
Okay.
He didn't hit any for Jordan Love, I don't think.
Okay, but he missed one kick. I mean, he missed it. Mason Crosby is now terrible. He started 6-for-6 and is 4-for-11.
Did you see DK Metcalf try to check back into a game that he was ejected from?
I did not see that.
No, he's going to get a big fine.
That's hard.
He should be allowed to.
Moxie 99 on Madden.
Why should he be allowed to?
He's just DK Metcalf.
Just because he's DK Metcalf.
I think he was trying to see if anybody would actually try to pull him off the field. But he was going to dare the officials to pull him off the field. Tell me I'm not playing.
That game, the Seahawks are just bad, right? Like, the Seahawks are not one of these teams that's got any kind of chance. You're used to Russell Wilson always having a chance. All Russell Wilson does is play close games. Russell Wilson, every game you've been watching of Russell Wilson's career, that team has a chance at the end. That team is some semblance of good, not this one.
That was a great run for that Seahawks franchise. It's a shame because they didn't run the ball with Marshawn Lynch. They only have the one title to show for it, but this is how it ends. With you with pin in your hands and your coach
throwing a flip phone on the field
instead of a red challenge flag.
And Geno Smith is your quarterback. Yeah,
like that one moment right there wore a flip phone. I haven't seen a flip phone in years.
It's great.
A flip phone falls out of Pete Carroll's pocket and you're like, oh yeah. No, he is the oldest coach in the NFL.
Let's talk about this for a second, because I don't know. Is Pete Carroll older than Belichick? Is he older than Bruce Arians? These are all old coaches, but I do want to talk, Stugatz, because I marvel at this all the time, as quietly.
Pete Carroll is 70. Bill Belichick is 69.
Quietly, Stugatz.
Wow, Carroll looks so much younger.
This year. No.
He acts so much younger.
No, he crossed the Brimley line when that flip phone fell out of his pocket. He is just Wilford Brimley in Cocoon now.
Put it on the poll, Guillermo, at Lebatard Show. Did Pete Carroll cross the Brimley line when he threw his flip phone on the field? The thing that I wanted to ask you, because I do believe these things, there's not fanfare around these things. The Seattle thing is over. And it was a hell of a run.
Yeah.
And it was a hell of a run. I'm always pointing this out to you, it seems like, every couple of weeks around here, what Brady and Belichick actually did. I'm pointing out to you, good Lord, look what happened to the Eagles, how quickly after beating them in the Super Bowl. Look at how long it has taken these other teams like Atlanta to get back on their feet. The San Francisco 49ers. The idea that I think it's either the Ravens, second and third place on the list of teams who had the best run during the Belichick and Brady years, I think your choices are the Ravens and the Seahawks.
The Packers are in there.
The Packers. Yeah. But still, it's just a title here and there. Let's look at what's happened in Seattle and marvel at the entire storyline of the arc, Stugatz, the entire thing. They won because of defense. The defense did not like that quarterback. The franchise sided with that quarterback. The defense thought that quarterback was a company man. They run out everybody on that defense. It was a violent defense. It was an unbelievably beat-you-up defense. Now it's just Bobby Wagner, and all those guys are spent. Sherman and Bennett, they're all out of the league. They're all physically broken. Russell Wilson's pins in his hands, holding on to the last vestiges of that organization while calling for a trade because he wants out, because they spent all the collateral.
Yes.
They spent all the money. That storyline, that should have won more titles because they had value at quarterback and they had that defense, and this is how it disintegrates at the very end. Shutout in Green Bay, pins in the hand, a flip phone, and Geno Smith.
But Brady was winning six. I mean, Aaron Rodgers only won one. The greatest quarterback we've ever seen.
Oh, I'm not, criticizing them. I'm marveling at what the Patriots did. I'm not
criticizing. No.
It's hard to win one. Look at the Chiefs sitting here laboring. They've still got one, and they're laboring around through this season. It's hard to win one.
Before you came back, we were marveling at what the Patriots have done, six Super Bowls in 20 years, but also marveling at the fact that they're back, that they've won four straight. They're plus 96. He's got himself a quarterback, and the defense is really good. Like, it's infuriating.
Well, Mac Jones, and I'm sure you were talking about this while I was gone because you were talking about it during the break. That had to be frustrating for Mike Ryan to watch happen to his Browns defense. Mac Jones throwing what Mac Jones was doing in that game And this, Mike Ryan, I do believe should worry you, as you have spent an awful lot of time defending Baker Mayfield. Mac Jones was thrown into double coverage into places where he knew he could put it in, even though it was double coverage. Like, yes, he was throwing with that kind of accuracy in that game with, you know, dragons coming around the corner trying to tackle him.
So I know Mike is frustrated about yesterday's result, but Dan, just kind of in the big picture, right? I'm a Jets fan. A lot of guys on this show are Dolphins fans. The fact that we haven't been able to find a quarterback in 40 bleeping years, at least for the Jets, the Dolphins had Marino, and the Patriots go from Brady to Mac Jones, it's infuriating.
Oh, but wait a minute,
Dan, it's infuriating.
But that's Stugatz. I believe that we can say, you could be infuriated by it, but I believe we can say this. Belichick could probably do that with a lot of people. Like, this is it. Like, we like to take sides and say it's either Brady or Belichick, but it was the combination.
Couldn't do it with Cam.
It was the combination of both of them. That's right. They took a chance with Cam. Right. I'm not saying they can do it with anybody. I'm saying they groomed one guy who was a sixth round pick, and they groomed a guy who's a first round pick. And I haven't believed in that guy. I've been watching him this season. It's been a lot of dump downs and a lot of bubble screens and a lot of slants, but that's not what it was yesterday.
No.
He was throwing the ball downfield yesterday, and that is a quarterback learning. That is a quarterback working in a system. Tom Brady, I remind you of this all the time, Stugatz, his first Super Bowl run in that postseason, he threw one touchdown pass.
Yes.
One touchdown pass.
He was a game manager.
He was protected, right, but he got to learn the position.
Right.
I think if I put a lot of quarterbacks there who are first-round talents, I'm probably going to get maximum coaching up there. But I've been doubting, because I was doing this, there's been a turbo speeding, Stugatz, of our quarterback analysis. I gave Mac Jones of, I'm half a season bored watching you figure it out.
Right.
I'm bored watching you throw all of these little dump off paths. I'm bored.
Seems like he figured it out.
I don't know, but yesterday what I saw was a quarterback throwing into the breeze windows, where it's like, I don't care that you're back there, and I don't care that you've called the right defense, and I don't care that it's double covered. I've got this tight end who's a Frankenstein, and I'm going to keep throwing it to Hunter Henry, who's going to throw a touchdown, who's going to catch a touchdown in every game because he's 6'7", and you don't have anybody who can actually cover him.
Right. And the wide receivers aren't even that good. It's Mac Jones, two tight ends, a good defense.
But they were never any good under Brady, Stugatz. The one year that Brady had...
The receivers, you're saying. He had Moss one year.
No, he had Moss for one year, but they were never... That
it was mostly Troy Brown.
It ran Brady out of there. That this was his receiver set. It's what got him out of there.
It was still matriculation, though. He ran into a lot of third downs. A lot of third down and longs. And he would convert them. That game was lost with a third down conversion rate. Browns, I think it wasn't until the second half where they finally converted their first third down. They were 1-for-11. Mac Jones, the one time he was stopped, he drew a penalty. So, yeah, it's very cool to see his progression, the fact that his average passing distance is getting deeper. That one pass to Bourne in between two defenders was particularly impressive.
Why did the lead singer for Brass Against pee on a fan's face during a festival set? Do you guys have any information on this story for me?
I have information. I don't have anything in the way of logic.
She had to go to the bathroom, right?
Gotta go.
She pulled up a fan that was wearing a camera on his head. If I've watched the video, I'm sorry to admit that, but this seemed organized.
Hell yeah.
It seemed organized. It seemed like it was going viral. That seemed like an odd place for a hell yeah.
The band,
Billy said something back here. I wasn't talking about that.
The band put out a statement.
Billy said nothing back
dangerous
here.
Dangerous game. Oh, wow. How'd he play?
Was Chris Cody just... you were just doing hell yeah instead of baby because you thought the urination on a fan's face was...
He likes people peeing on him. Chris just told us that.
I feel like
I saw something about one of my fantasy guys is going to be back this week. So
who's that?
Hell yeah.
You know. What's his name?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You were pointing at the television screen.
Keep moving, Dano.
Jimmy J.J. Walker, by the way, huh? He's back.
Well, so's Joe Theismann. Have you seen Joe Theismann? Joe Theismann's looking great. Yeah. Joe Theismann's got commercials, and Jimmy J.J. Walker is back, but he's just advertising to old people. It's just old people stuff, right?
Yeah, I see a lot of him on the Game Show Network now. And then he does the Dynamite thing. What do you think the cutoff is for that? Or like, where do you think tides turn on him? Because I feel like he was doing it at the beginning, and then he probably got tired of doing Dynamite, and now it's like, we're back. I'm good doing it again.
I wonder how
he
many
realized that's his thing.
Like, I wonder how many people listening to this. Mike, do you have in the library any of our J.J. Walker sound where we had a couple of segments? I don't believe the people here even know who we're talking about. This is advertising to old people, and I don't even know why you brought it up. Why are you guys laughing?
We're just Chris really skated.
Hey, don't judge him.
I'm not judging him.
A man shows you a little piece of him and you start running away and making fun of him.
You can only imagine what you got going on in that bedroom.
He tells you it's just Sunday nights. He tells you to keep it going. You keep it going. I mean, you would have stopped on me for an hour there. I mean,
well, how about it?
I don't know what to do with it. I mean,
here, it's right there for you. Go ahead. Instead of dropping it on my lap, laughing and criticizing and stopping the show, have at it. There it is.
Don't sex shame me.
You were going down a great path. I wanted to hear more. You're great at this. You're far better at it than I am.
No, please do the thing. You are the critic in the arena who can always do it better. Feel free to not let Chris skate on this. Go ahead. I'm listening to you.
I was just making the point that, like, he told you to move on and you moved on
quickly.
Right.
So now I'm not. Though, so now
no,
I'm staying
I know,
here.
But I've
so
never been the guy to stop the show to stick it.
Well, you just did. Well, no, we're talking about Jimmy J.J. Walker, guys. Come on.
Now he's really skating.
Yeah.
He's calling your journalism into question.
Yeah.
Chris, do you like pee play?
Oh my God. Pay.
I think that you pay for pee play.
Can we just move on? Stugatz, why did you do this?
Sorry.
Picnic baskets are pretty expensive, huh?
They are.
The Jimmy J.J. Walker Dynamite question that you asked me, we had him on with us many, many years ago. We couldn't get rid of him. And he told us in an interview that he had heard all the funny things and therefore couldn't laugh anymore. That he found nothing funny because
reached the end of funny.
But I think Letterman and Leno, Billy, I think Letterman and Leno both wrote for Jimmy Walker.
What?
I believe that they were comedian writers for Jimmy Walker at the height of him being Kid Dynamite. Ooh. At the height of television fame.
Really?
And now he has gotten in a place where his career, he was doing cruise ships and some other stuff. He's willing to resurrect the Dynamite on behalf of commercial advertising for whatever it is that he's pitching, which is just like old people remedies.
He is 4 years older than Pete Carroll.
Jimmy Walker is 73 years old.
74.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Jimmy J.J. Walker. Just calling in to wish Dan Le Batard the happiest of birthdays with all the sincerity of Kobe Bryant.
That,
You know, my cue speaker went out, and I wasn't able to listen to that true story.
Get to the whole thing.
Bob.
You're calling Bob.
He decided to leave, and everything started breaking.
Did you know, Billy? That was awkward. It was fine until the Kobe Bryant part.
Yes.
Did you know that Jimmy Walker dated Ann Coulter?
No.
Wow.
When was this? Recently?
Not that long ago. Not that long ago. I don't know why it is I know so much about Jimmy Walker, but that's one of the strangest pairings I've ever heard of.
I know very little about either of their dating histories, so now I know more.
It is an unusual pairing. I think that that most people would say a 74-year-old. I'm surprised to hear that Jimmy Walker.
Ann Coulter denies it, by the way. She does.
What?
She does.
Not happy with how that relationship ended, I guess.
Look at Chris Cody skating out of the room, skating away from the shocking observation.
He does a great big skate.
He does. It is a great.
Hey, everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there. I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think. about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting and rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text Thin to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text Thin to 200-300. That's Thin to 200-300. Thin to 200-300.